Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati, now joined by Buster Olney at a very special time. Hello, Buster. How are you?
I'm not doing well. What's up with Mahomes, number four? I mean, that is crazy. I can't even imagine, because if you were to poll every general manager in the NFL and ask them, would you rather have Mahomes or, for example, Russell Wilson? What are you kidding? Let's go. Forget the baseball stuff. That one drove me crazy. My 16-year-old son and I were texting back and forth last night, and he was asking me about, you know, what's going to happen with the doubleheaders and the Marlins. Like, no, what's up with Mahomes?
You know what? It's actually perfect, Buster, because we need a reason in Kansas City to have a chip on our shoulder at all times, and that's like the only thing that was missing from this Chiefs team getting ready for 2020 was some reason to feel slighted, and now we got it. So everybody's ready to go now. It's perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. That one was like a shocker when, you know, when we found out with top 10 where I'm like, okay, well, Mahomes would be one, and then who, and then I was guessing Aaron Donald would be two, and then on down the line, and then you're like, what? It was crazy.
Buster Olney knows. Buster Olney's NFL rankings has Patrick Mahomes number one overall, and that's all that matters. And so that overrides the NFL Network rankings in Kansas City. Okay, Buster, let's talk some baseball. First, what did you think of Joe Kelly and his performance against the Houston Astros? And then the 8-game suspension, which many people feel is too harsh.
Yeah, just watching that the other day, I mean, Joe Kelly was spraying the ball all over the place. For some reason, the last 2 years, he just has absolutely struggled to command his fastball. And then it felt like, as you're watching it, when he got to 3-0 on Alex Bregman, it was like, well, you know what? Let's make the best of this situation. From his perspective, let's settle a score for some of my teammates, because, of course, he wasn't on that team in 2017. And then, you know, he throws the ball behind Bregman, and then he spun a breaking ball right near Carlos Correa. You know, a lot of people have said, well, it was a slider, so it wasn't on purpose. I don't buy that. I think it absolutely was. Only Joe Kelly knows for sure. And then, of course, you had all the chirping. And, you know, I thought when the umpires didn't do anything, you know, historically baseball has followed the leads of the umpires on the field in terms of rendering discipline. Only rarely did they step out. And not only did they step out and suspend Joe Kelly, but you talk about a whopper. I mean, this goes beyond any kind of precedent we've seen. And to get an 8-game suspension in a 60-game season, that's the equivalent of a 21-game suspension. The Dodgers people were losing their minds. They were shocked. They were outraged by it. And, you know, feeling like this is not right. They also were noting that Dusty Baker was yelling at Joe Kelly during the inning, and how was it that he got just only a fine and Dave Roberts got a suspension? I would say this, and there's no question, it doesn't match precedent, and it was a heavy penalty. You know, back in 2017 when the sign-stealing stuff began to burble up and it was a Red Sox-Yankee situation, Rob Manfred came out with a slap of the wrist of the Red Sox, and I wrote a column at the time saying, "No, he needs to come out and to render discipline that he knows is going to alter behavior, and bring the hammer down." And that is what he failed to do in 2017. That contributed to what happened with the Astros, in my opinion. The lack of the hammer was a real problem. And I feel like in this case, he came down with a hammer that he intends to alter behavior with. You know what? Enough of this. I don't want to foster a situation where teams are taking shots at the Astros. So I'm going to send a message to Joe Kelly, to teams around baseball, by giving him this huge suspension.
Okay, Buster, speaking of trying to alter behavior, the situation with the Miami Marlins, MLB has added some protocols, and they're going to add a protocol compliance officer. First of all, How come every time I watch games, I see guys in the dugouts not social distancing and not wearing masks? And second of all, have they gotten to the bottom of why the outbreak happened with the Marlins? And how much do you think this is going to help things at these new protocols?
I think it's good. And, you know, I've seen some people say, well, yeah, that should have been in place ahead of time. Look, this is an unprecedented situation. And they're, let's face it, making it up as they go. And the holes are being exposed through practical experience on a daily basis, and they're doing what they can to expose the holes. You know, I've heard a couple of stories, I'm sure you guys have too, about what took place with the Marlins. I can't tell you that I've been able to confirm those stories, but people with other teams are livid about the possibility of what might have happened. And it's very interesting because, you know, on Monday when all this was breaking, there was a, you know, a general public sentiment of, man, this is all falling apart. You know, it shows that baseball, it's not going to work. And at the team level, the more the reaction was, those stupid Marlins.
Wow.
Like, where their feeling was, most teams that I talk to now are much more confident than they were a month ago that this could work. And they feel like, man, guys are doing a good job. They're staying in line. They're doing what we're asking them to do, and we're good. We're feeling good about the fact that we haven't any positive tests. We're talking with family members. We're good. And so, in a couple of instances, Dave Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, you know, he talked about fear. I heard a lot more talk with other teams that was more about anger, about let's go. You know, let's try to figure out a way to make this work.
Surgical masks instead of cloth masks, no leaving the hotel on the road, and a mandatory compliance officer. You can read more about it at Jeff Passan's article. Buster retweeted it. I retweeted it, and so more details there. All right, Buster, before we let you go, are we going to see an adjustment to the length of games for doubleheaders in Major League Baseball?
I think we will, and it might come up this weekend when you have the Blue Jays playing against the Phillies. It only makes sense. You know, when we had the postponements of the Marlins games, and I think some of the purists were saying, boy, how are we going to keep fair and balanced schedule? My reaction, forget it. It's not going to be fair and balanced. It's going to be weird and crazy because it's 2020 and they're trying to play a season in the middle of a pandemic. It really is like the game you played in the backyard as a kid where, you know, in my house, you know, growing up on a farm, if you hit the ball onto the barn roof, that was a home run. If you only hit the tin, it was a double. And you just kind of made it up as you went, and you went into it not sure how long you would play, and then at some point you stopped. And I really feel like that's where baseball is on this thing. So as they're going through the situation where they're trying to fit in as many games as possible, but while also trying to manage the wear and tear of players who are clearly not in typical mid-season form, especially the pitchers, it only makes sense. And everybody I was hearing from last night, this morning, was like, of course, put it to seven innings. You know, for years they've had the doubleheaders in the minor leagues be seven innings. And if you can reduce the stress on the players by putting out seven-inning product, why not do it?
Which is more likely to do a nine-inning game and a seven-inning game, or both games in the doubleheader seven innings?
I think they're going to go both games be seven innings.
I like it. Buster?
What I hear. Now, there's a lot of different things flying around. Matt Klentak, the general manager of the Phillies, acknowledged yesterday that they may wind up going with that, seven-inning doubleheader games this weekend, but we haven't gotten official word on it. But again, they're just making it up. If they announce that on Saturday morning, oh, yeah, by the way, today's doubleheader, they're going to play seven innings, I think it would be a big shrug of the shoulders and players would be like, okay, let's go.
Buster, thanks for the time, and I'm happy to announce that you have been voted number one amongst the top 100 baseball analysts on the Board of Patrol.
That's right.
Number one, Buster. How about
yep.
that? Unbelievable.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Buster.
See you guys.
Buster was outraged that Patrick Mahomes, number four. And let me just say my piece on that, because I know a lot of people were very mad and very angry. So what? Who cares? Honestly, it's stupid. It's so stupid and ridiculous, it does not deserve your time. What does deserve your time is to be reminded that Patrick Mahomes has won a regular season MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and a Super Bowl championship for the Chiefs. And the NFL can shove those rankings up their ass. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.